Box A, Chapter 3 Goals. Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 3. In this lecture, we will learn primarily about functions. More specifically, we will learn how to make our functions, which are called user-defined functions. We will also learn about some of the C++ built-in math functions, function overloading, and default function arguments. The topic of functions also provides a good time to discuss the important topic of variable scope. Box B, Overview of Functions. You may already have an intuitive idea of a function from your previous math classes. You may recall trigonometric functions, for example. Consider the trigonometric function sine x, which inputs an angle x and evaluates some value, namely the sine of x. For example, the sine of 45 degrees is approximately 0.707. That is to say, given 45 degrees as the parameter, the function sine x does work to compute the sine of the given angle, and then returns, or evaluates, to the result 0.707. Functions in C++ are similar. They may take several input parameters, do some work, and then return some results. Note that a function in C++ may take no parameters and may return no result. For example, you write a function to simply draw a circle on the screen. This function works, but it doesn't need to take any input or return any results back. As noted in box B, a function should be designed to do one specific task. If you find your functions getting long and doing more than one thing, you may want to consider breaking it up into more functions. Of course, determining when a function should be broken up comes from experience. Box C, Motivation for Functions. So we know that a function may take some inputs, do some work, and then return some results back to us. For example, recall that the sine function returns the sine of an angle back to us. But why should we use functions? There are two main reasons. First, by breaking your programs up into functions, your program will become better organized. This is very important when your programs become longer than a few hundred lines of code. If you do not write well-organized programs, you will drown in your own code complexities. Moreover, by breaking up large complex tasks into smaller, more manageable function tasks, the programming becomes easier. The second benefit of functions is code reduction. That is, we avoid code duplication, which is again desirable from an organizational standpoint. For example, consider a function that draws a circle. This circle drawing function may be several lines of code. In addition, you may want to draw several circles. Now, without functions, every time you want to draw a circle, you will have to duplicate that circle drawing code. This can easily become a nightmare if you need to draw dozens of circles. Alternatively, with a function, each time you want to draw a circle, you merely need to invoke the function, which takes only a single line of code. Box D illustrates this more clearly. Box D, example. There are essentially two parts to this box. First, a function code part, and then a client code part. We call the code that uses a function the client code. We'll get into the exact details of defining a function in the next slide, but take a look at the body of the area function. It gets input from the keyboard directly and needs no parameters. Then it performs the area of a circle calculation, and then returns the result. So essentially, the area function calculates the area of a circle of some radius. Now, moving on to the client code. Suppose we want to compute the area of three different circles in which the user inputs the radius. We could duplicate the code from the area function three times to do this, but then we wouldn't be reusing code. Instead, since we put that code in a function, we can execute that code simply by invoking or calling the function by its name. This is much more compact than duplicating a lot of code, and it's easier to read as well. Note that because the area function returns a result, it evaluates to a value, specifically a float type in this case. Consequently, we can assign the value a function evaluates to a variable. We do this in this example. We save the value the area function returns each time it is called to the variables a1, a2, and a3. This is what is meant by a function returning a value back to the code that invoked the function. Also note that since this function takes no parameters, empty parentheses follow the function name when we invoke it. So hopefully this example illustrates how functions could be useful when you want to be able to reuse some code on demand in different places of your program. As an exercise, write down 10 specific tasks which would make useful functions.